Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace, as we all were, in an extraordinary place. We know where it is, yes, for the stars and stripes. I see that. An eagle fly.
That would be the flag, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a big old land with countless.
Old Glory, how are you? Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. A lot of ground to cover today on the program. A little later on, we'll chat with Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health to talk a little bit about price transparency. One of the things that I think would transform health care. In other words, Kev, you have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You bump your head. Your wife says, I don't know, you're kind of, you got a headache, you're not feeling right, I think you should go in.
Yep.
It's only a bump on the head.
Right.
But you've got insurance.
Hey. Yep.
So you go in and you say, I want an MRI, I want a CAT scan, I want a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the provider is thinking the same thing because he doesn't want to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
If he tells you you're fine, go home and take an aspirin and call me in the morning. So he runs you through all those tests. And you have no idea what that costs. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Until you get a bill.
No, I...
and it chronicles it. And,
yeah.
And then...
had a couple procedures lately.
I don't know about you. When I get the bill, I look at the big number and go, gosh, I can't believe how much stuff costs. But I get to the bottom and say, you owe $800.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, it was a $16,000 bill and I owe $800. Not bad. I hate the $800. I wasn't expecting the $800.
Yep.
But why would you think differently if you knew your insurance rates would go up, down, rather?
Yep.
If you had that decision on the front, okay, you want a CAT scan? That's just so you know, it's X. MRI, it's X. So, important topic, and I think if we bought health care like we buy everything else, rather than somebody else is paying, things would be very, very different.
Oh, no doubt.
And
I just wonder, I mean, how the whole system, it's just, if the lower end, it's like a pension plan. You know, it's like the lower end drops out of the company, doesn't keep doing well, the pension doesn't get funded. And that's what we keep talking about with Medicare and Medicaid and et cetera on down the line. I don't know, it's sustainable. Something's going to change.
The other thing that we'll talk about today is this. I can't even believe it's real. When I first heard the story on our news, Flag News, I thought somebody's joking. Morehead Public Schools is beginning their year without school resource officers. What is a school resource officer, Kevin?
That is a member of law enforcement that is on campus to deal with anything that they might need to deal with.
Like an attempted school shooter, which is happening all across the USA.
Or talk to classrooms and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, any sort of resource. I mean, that's for the school. That's a school resource. He is a, or that person is a, is an asset. Is a, yeah.
Resource for everybody.
Yeah. Resource for everybody. Yep.
And the worst of the worst horrific thing you can think of is a school shooting taking place and having the time it takes to get law enforcement there reduced to literally walking from one classroom to the other or down this hall to
right.
the other.
Yep.
Morehead Public Schools will not have school resource officers as school starts this year for the following reason. Democrats in the Minnesota State Legislature. So,
yep.
If you know one of those Democratic legislators in Minnesota, folks like the weatherman, Rob Kupek, who's now a state senator, and I should know more of the others. Who's your rep, Kevin?
Jordan Rasmussen.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, Jordan's good.
Yep.
Really good.
Yep.
But Jordan might be a Republican.
Yes.
Yes. Because
no, it's politicians. Again, these are armchair quarterbacks that wouldn't know how to protect anything or fight or do anything in any situation in their lives. They've never, they've been coddled their whole lives. And how dare these police, choke? We can't have chokeholds. You know, how about we just leave it to the police?
So they screwed up.
Yep.
There's a new law, went into effect August 1st, and because of that law, Moorhead has said, sorry, we can't have school resource officers based on the law. The law is flawed. It was passed by Democrats in the state legislature, and they ought to go back in special session and fix it right now because think of the what-ifs. Think of the what-ifs. So I want to talk about that today. What else should we talk about, Kevin? I wrote a memo to Donald Trump. Now, this is sort of tongue-in-cheek because I know that there's approximately 0.00001% chance that this memo actually gets read by Donald Trump. But it's kind of my feelings on the state of the presidential sweepstakes right now and what is at stake for America.
Right.
Come November 2024. I'm going to share the memo with you, and you can tell me whether I have sort of been dropped on my head and need to go to the ER, or whether or not it makes some sense.
Okay.
Okay? And the other thing I want to tell you, just in a couple of minutes here, a little bit about my week last week, okay? And then we'll get to the calls and your comments on these topics and any others that are on your mind, because this show is called What's on Your Mind? So, 701-271-1100 to call us, 701-237-1590 to text us. I want to tell you about a dog. The dog's name is Hudson. Hudson was a Labradoodle. He's been in our family for almost 8 years. And he was a prized possession. Now, we've had many dogs over the years. And unfortunately, dogs don't live as long as I'd like them to live. But 8 years, not quite 8 years, is certainly too young to lose a dog. Last Tuesday, Hudson went out for a 2-mile walk with my wife Maria, his constant companion. Sometimes just getting a little bit on the older side of things, and he'd kind of not necessarily want to go for a walk. But Tuesday night he wanted to go for a walk, so she took him and Finn, our sheepadoodle, out for a little walk, as she does most nights. 2 miles. That night, Hudson was restless and didn't eat in the morning and ultimately became completely lethargic and something very obviously wrong. We bring Hudson to the animal emergency room over by CI Apparel, the animal hospital there, who do incredible
work.
And I'd never experienced this before. That's literally like a hospital emergency room. I mean, they're waiting for you when you come in. You go on the gurney. They go right into ER and the op, and they go to work. And they were working on him, and we have no idea what's going on. We're just praying like the Dickens. And the doctor comes in to visit with us. And the doctor says, Hudson is full of pneumonia. And from that, he got sepsis. And we're going to do everything in our power to save him, but we got a battle on our hands. You should expect 3 to 5 days of him being in the hospital, and we'll see what we can do. I wouldn't let the doctor leave the room without telling me what percentage chance. If zero is no chance and 10 is the best chance, what chance he wins this battle? And she said, honestly, 1 or 2. So we were prepared for the worst, but not the fact that we would lose him 4 hours later. Just as the debate began on Wednesday night, and I'm taking to the microphone, we learned that Hudson is passed. And if you don't have dogs, you're not going to understand this. But if you have dogs, you'll know why I immediately went down to my knees and just was so brokenhearted. And the grief that we have from that dog who was so perfect in every way. What we didn't know is that Hudson was going to engineer a miracle. He dies on Wednesday night. Thursday morning, my wife finds a breeder in Aberdeen, South Dakota, that happens to have a 10-month-old, so not a puppy anymore, Kev, kind of important.
Yep, yep.
We were thinking puppy, thinking another Labradoodle puppy, and then you go through all the, you know, like puppies like having a newborn. You just, you know, morning, noon, and night, you never know what you're going to be in for, and chewing on this and peeing everywhere and everything else. But a 10-month-old is beyond all that.
Yep.
And it was a black, just like Hudson, Bernedoodle. And it hadn't sold because all black Bernedoodles are kind of considered a runt. We loved the fact that it was a black Bernedoodle because why? He looked like Hudson. So meet Crosby. I have a Facebook post up on this. You can see it. Crosby is the newest member of the family. Never will he replace Hudson, but he's helping heal.
That's nice. I thought that was great.
Yeah. So we're on to new adventures, but it was a rough week last week, I got to tell you. It was a rough, rough week. And I know, Kevin, you mentioned something about it on the air, and people were sending in their thoughts and prayers. And that's the great part of Facebook. When you lose a dog, you really get a family of folks that come forward. So
you bet.
You can check out Crosby and Finn and Hudson on my Facebook page. Just Scott Hennon, okay? 16 past the hour. Let's get to it on What's on Your Mind after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
CCR there?
You bet.
So hard to tell if that's CCR.
Yeah, right.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Cirrusset, a wellness company that helps you relax your brain to manage stress, restore hope, maybe achieve restful sleep. Cirrusset is all about relaxing, rebalancing, resetting. I've done this. It did a bench line on me and just said, here's your crazy brain. Now, here's some things you may want your brain to do a little bit differently. And this is what they do every day. Parents will tell you that kids with attention and focusing problems have benefited immensely.
Oh,
from this.
Amazing.
Behavioral problems. Folks that maybe have with kids, you know, just not sadness, states of depression. And literally, the quote-unquote treatment is you sitting in a very relaxing chair and having some monitoring devices, just like you would get if you go to the hospital and they say whatever. So it's the real deal. Cirrusset, C-E-R-E-S-E-T, C-E-Reset.com. Or call them 701-566-5231. They're on Branch Drive in Fargo.
Yep, right up 32nd. Can't miss them.
22 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 701-271-1100. Or you can text us at 701-237-1590. So should I tell you about my memo?
Yes, I didn't see it, but it says some Saturdays for them.
Saturdays for them.
I usually catch your columns and stuff.
Yeah, and I should be better about reposting those on Facebook.
Yeah,
and stuff,
if you do, I catch them.
But I don't always do that, and I didn't this time. But
now, did you write this as if you were Trump writing a memo, or just some thoughts to him?
To him.
Okay.
Confidential memo. But it's not going to be confidential anymore because I'm going to read
right.
it to you. But it'd be something where a strategist writes a memo to the boss to say, here's some things I think should happen. This one just obviously is public. And I'm not trying to be cocky like I know anything that could help Donald Trump or whatever. This isn't about me. I just...
A little therapy kind of almost.
It is. And it's sort of a collection of what we hear on the air and everything else. So.
Yep.
And some people that don't like Trump are going to scoff at this. But here's what I said, and I want you to know, the listeners, the question I have for you is whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. Is this a good suggestion for Donald Trump or a horrible idea? So I say to President Trump, from Scott Hanlon, Strategy to Win. The memo's entitled is Strategy to Win in 2024. And it starts like this. Sir, you are a charming man. You are kind, too. You listen well. You encourage debate and robust discussion. You have a wonderful family and obviously love your children very much. I know this from personal experience, having met you on several occasions and interviewed you on my radio show. That was the butter up part. Okay, now we're getting to the rest. Was that a good butter up? I mean, it's true.
Loved it. Yep.
It's true.
Yep.
And people don't know that, but it's very
true. A little
true.
Honey in there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here we go again with the memo. But honestly, sir, the vast majority of the voting public rarely sees that side of President Trump. Why not show it to them? Remember the story of David versus Goliath from the Bible? David knew how to fight. But David was a scoundrel. He was unfaithful to his wife. He was a murderer. But he repented. And in the end, he had God's favor. Why not fight like David, I ask him in this memo. We both know the Trump-hating media is obsessed with your destruction. They pontificate from their ivory towers about how evil and awful you are. They mistake your fight for what's right as brutality. By the way, most of them have not had 1% of your success in life. As far as your opponents for the Republican nomination... They win when you elevate them. Worst of all, the weaponization of the government against you is criminal. The swamp can't afford to let you win. They are vicious and want you in jail. We get all that. But we want you to win. I propose, sir, that you deploy a whole new strategy. Keep up the fight, but direct your rage at President Joe Biden.
Tell the world about his destructive, incompetent, and unlawful Biden administration. Fight against the deep state that has been aiming at you since you came down the escalator. Use your charm to persuade every American, Republican, Democrat, independent alike, just how far America has fallen under this regime. Appeal to their sense of worry and concern for the future. Make this a race for America and the masses who love her, not against fellow Republicans, no matter how wrong they may be. How am I doing so far, Kev?
I love it.
Okay, I got two more paragraphs. You ready? So far, so good?
Yep.
All right, because I want to know. I want you to tell me what you think. So we say, make this a race for America and the masses who love her, not against fellow Republicans, no matter how wrong they may be. I go on to say, I'm a lowly talk show host and amateur columnist, so I don't expect you to take this memo seriously. But I did ask a 35-year friend of yours and a legal scholar, Judge Andrew Napolitano, what he thought of my proposal. Remember, this was from our interview Thursday on the air. Napolitano's quoted here as saying, in terms of the country at large, in terms of MAGA, in terms of enhancing MAGA, I think your suggestion is brilliant, he said. Tell America what they have done to you, President Trump. Tell them what they have done to us. Lose the bomb-throwing rhetoric in favor of simply explaining how Joe Biden, his Justice Department, and his FBI have become corrupt. Then tell America what you will do for her. Whether it's a mega rally attendee in Des Moines or a mom in Minneapolis, speak to them. Remind them of how your economic record compares to Biden's inflation-riddled disaster. Remind them how much they paid for gas when you were in office. If you do all of this, I believe you will help this. If you do all of this, I believe you will help heal this country and become the 47th president of the United States. Godspeed. That's it.
All solid.
Critique it, Kev.
That's all he has to do. It's the he can't participate in it, and none of them, well, even though a lot of them are, you know, they're either shooting at him or shooting at each other, this circular firing squad thing. And, you know, I would say not, it's not just Biden. It's this whole cabal, this whole regime, you know, and that's, yeah, I thought it was well said, man. Yeah. That's exactly what he has to do, too. He has to stop participating in beating up on his team and start beating up on Biden.
Whenever I write about Donald Trump in the column that appears in the forum on, and by the way, across the state, it actually runs in forum newspapers all across North Dakota on Saturday, I usually get hate mail. I did not get hate mail. No Trump-hating, Hannon-hating emails about this at all, so I don't know what to make of that. But you tell me, do you agree or disagree with that? Call us 701-271-1100.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego, California, Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says a ton of money is pouring in from his mugshot merchandising. Laura Winters explains.
It's been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, t-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Before you know it, it'll be lunchtime, and you have to decide what's for lunch today. I brought some leftover pizza today, so that's what's for lunch for me, but I would much rather be going to PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, I'll tell you, because Beefy Noodle is waiting for you in Harwood, where they have that brand-new car wash, by the way. Hope you got a free one last week while they were doing that. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, beef and mac or stuffed green peppers. You got a meatball sub on special, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA today. Chicken tenders and mac and cheese, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury steak both in Glendon and on 45th Street, and meatloaf in Euland. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Should Donald Trump focus his entire campaign from this day forward criticizing only President Joe Biden, the media, the swamp, setting Republican opponents for the nomination aside? Because when he's attacking them and they're attacking each other like they did on the stage, I get it, it's a debate. You're gonna go rough and tumble. But if I'm the mom in Minneapolis, man, I'm checked out. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I think the mom in Minneapolis is a flake. Okay? She's posts five times a day on Facebook and, you know, acts like mom of the year and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say we need to win over mom in Minneapolis. I'm trying to say politics is a game of addition, not subtraction. So you're always trying to get one more. And Donald Trump has proved he can do this. He got the largest share of black vote ever. He beat George W. Bush, who was supposedly the king, former governor of Texas, with the Hispanic vote. And I know you can say, well, Scott, Donald Trump did win. And there is a litany of examples of just flat-out deceit, deception, criminal behavior, all kinds of things. Some of it because of loosey-goosey rules with COVID and everything else, that what you say and what I might say about that might be exactly true. We don't know. We'll never know. But I'm more worried about 2024 than I am 2020 at this point. And I believe if we so overwhelm the system, John Fundoy said this, great columnist for the Wall Street Journal, he's on Newsmax pretty regularly.
Yep.
And John Fundoy says, the best antidote against cheating is for it not to be a close race.
Oh, true that.
Because they can play their games with ballots and everything's around the edges, but if you get a Ronald Reagan-like landslide in 1980...
Doesn't matter.
Or was that 84? 84 was the 84. Big landslide, wasn't it? Yeah. Against Dukakis, I think. Won every state but Minnesota. Unbelievable.
then you don't worry about voter fraud anymore. You don't worry about those games. So that's why the mom in Minneapolis and other people in the mushy middle matter. I just think if he did this, he'd win. I don't think it'd be any question, and it really would heal the country, in a sense. I mean, there's more to do, obviously, but it would be so non-traditional and so like, what the heck? He's not even fighting the Republicans for the Republican nomination. He's just talking about Biden. I think it'd be the difference. I think it'd bring some of those people in the middle over and could happen. But that's just me. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. 271-1100. Somebody's got a comment already came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Yeah, I was just listening to your memo to Trump. The thing is, my thought for you is, you guys got to quit being embarrassed for Trump on how he does things. It almost seems as if you're embarrassed of him. Why? He's done it right before. You like him. We all like him. So quit being embarrassed and trying to tell him the way to do it. He obviously would probably know more about how to do this than you. Yes, it pleases you if he does it your way. But maybe that isn't the way that wins. Just a thought, not a criticism. Thanks.
Well, it's a fair criticism, even if you didn't meant it to be, and it's also a great thought.
Here's what I would weigh on that.
Okay.
We're not talking to, we're not embarrassed to Trump. Trump's the guy to win. He's got the belt right now. He's standing in the ring. He's waiting for a better corner. You know, we're talking about the circular firing squad, the lobbying stuff at DeSantis and all the rest of them. What we're talking about is election tactics. I mean, MAGA loves him. MAGA, he's not going to lose any of the MAGA, but what he's got to do, why, you know, you can call into 2020, all of the nonsense we know happened, but had he not, you know, been the swinger and the puncher, I love him. I don't have any problem with him. He's the only guy, as far as I'm concerned, that can actually go in and effect any of this change. But, again, we're talking about tactics in an election. How do you win the middle? How do you win the soccer moms? How do you win the independents? That's where his tactics need to be better. And if he does what Scott's memo says about quit fighting everybody else and fight Biden and his failure, then you win. And if my two cents is quit being a Richard to a lot of whoever it is. You don't have to make up these names and do all that, because that's what ticks off Minneapolis soccer moms. You know, I mean, that's where they go, oh, geez. I just can't. It's not very presidential. You know, so that's what we're talking about. Love the guy. Can't wait for him to win.
I would also add to the caller's comments that I'm far from embarrassed at Donald J. Trump. I think he's a gift from God. I think when you look at somebody with zero political experience clearing the field of 16 Republicans that were household names within the Republican Party and becoming president, did so at all odds against the Clinton machine. I mean, that's not by accident. That's biblical. It's just crazy.
And the fact that everyone's not seeing that is mind-boggling to me.
Right. And so I adore the man. I really do. But there's a lot of people I adore who do things that I think were not in their best interest.
Right. Exactly.
And
well put.
That's why I'm saying, well, I'm not in any way embarrassed. And I do believe, like you said, he knows a heck of a lot more than I'll ever know, because he's been elected president, for crying out loud. And there's times you certainly want to trust his instincts, because I think he's always playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. But when you know this is a game of addition, not subtraction, you've got to be careful where you draw that line. And that's what I'd like him to do just a little bit.
And when you look at all the platforms and all the this and the left and right and all the criticisms, that's... You know, he gets a lot of false flags, call it whatever, about how he's racist because he wants to, you know, secure the border, how he's this or that, because, well, we see through all that. He wants to secure the border to secure the border, to have a sovereign nation. He wants to get the economy booming again and get energy independence back because, well, that's a good thing for us. So they can't beat him on the policy, so they've got to attack him on what he says or does or who he makes fun of. If he just curbs that, he's never going to be hurt by what he doesn't say, and then he'll win them.
That's the money line right there.
Yep.
He's never going to be hurt by what he doesn't say.
Yes.
Okay.
A mentor of mine years ago broadcasting, like, dude, you know.
Now, the one exception might be if, like Joe Biden, he didn't say anything about Hawaii when people were being cremated.
Correct. Oh.
Did you hear the report?
Yeah.
They think there's as many as 900 to 1,000 children that are unaccounted for?
Oh, we talked about a lot of it this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a lot of things going on there.
Joe Biden couldn't bring himself to utter the words Hawaii. And when he did go there, he couldn't remember anybody's name.
No, it's embarrassing.
And, so silence in that case might not be the best thing, but you get the point.
His usefulness, he's a useful idiot, Joe Biden. He's a puppet. He's Bernie. And his usefulness is quickly fading.
And for those of you
who can't even talk.
For those of you that want to see Ron DeSantis as the next Republican nominee for President of the United States, or Tim Scott, or Nikki Haley, or Chris Christie, or Doug Burgum, or Asa Hutchinson, who did I forget? Whoever's in that mix, mayor of Miami for crying out loud. Let me just tell you my opinion. Last Wednesday night there was a debate / food fight. 12.4 million people watched it. 12.4 million people. The same debate in the cycle of 2015, leading up to 16, same debate got 24 million. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trump was in that one, so it got double what this one did. But Donald Trump sat down with Tucker Carlson and quickly exceeded 200 million views. 200 million views.
Million
views.
Yeah.
I got my pinky finger in my teeth right now.
Dr. Evil.
And I don't know what it's up to now, but that just tells you everything you need to know. It really does. And you know what? If half of those people only watched for a minute or whatever,
It's at 261.5 million.
There's 300 million people in the entire United States of America.
This is one of so many dynamics where Trump just crushes them. That's why he has the belt and he's standing in the ring. And the rest of these people are just fighting to be part of his corner team. You know? I mean, it's evident. Look at the followers he's got on different platforms on social media. It's crazy. If Biden is so popular, why does he have a fourth of the following that Trump does on any given platform? He's so popular with the young people. Come on, where are they?
Texter says, Trump will win the same way he won the last two times. It is up to the left not to cheat again. I predict Biden got less than 50 million real votes.
Yep.
You know what? We'll never know. That's a good prediction. Yep. We won't ever know. And I just think we got to focus on 2024. And did he win in 2020, and did he get cheated out of it? With COVID rules alone, I would say yes. Never mind, you know, all the other theories that are out there. Just take COVID rules. And if you got to watch the movie 2,000 Mules to figure out what COVID rules did to our elections, do it. If you haven't seen it yet, do it, do it, do it, and then tell me how I'm crazy. But I'm done talking about 2020. Let's talk about 2024. And one way that you don't have to worry about the left cheating is if you swamp in a Reagan-like 1984 victory against him. And that's why I pray that it's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump in 2024, because I believe that'll happen. I really do. Let's get some more of your comments here about the memo and our conversations. Someone is suggesting we try a new song to lead off the 10 o'clock hour. Switch it up from Aaron Tippin in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Take it under consideration. They want James Brown Living in America.
There you go.
We'll do it as a bumper for sure. We'll take it under consideration on the open. You know what? There's some comments on other things besides the memo here that I want to come back to. Hannon's note to Trump says, this listener, what an ignorant man you are. Trump has done all those things 10 times. And still gets ridiculed and killed. He's spoken good things about McConnell and Lindsey Graham and others, and you and yourself on the radio in the past have gone after him on this. He's laid out many of these things many times. The Democrats are just better at making him look real bad, and people take the bait. We are not climbing out of this. We haven't hit the bottom yet. So that listener believes that I am an ignorant man, and that memo is all wet. And that's why we call this show What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100. Tell me what you think of the memo. Tell me what you think of this plan. More continues after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, Scott Sprex. Hey, our condolences to my wife and I for your dog, Hudson. We're avid dog lovers, and we know how you would feel. And then if you're worried about somebody embarrassing you, look what we got in the White House. All right, you guys have a great day. Bye now.
Thank you, Rex. Only dog owners get it. I got a hunch people that don't have dogs think, it's a dog. What are you like? I mean, it's just a, you know, it's just. You got to be a dog owner to understand. Oh, it's just
they're family. Yeah, come on, all pets are families. Family, you know.
Let's get back to the phones here in just a second. After I tell you about my friends at Pucklett's, you know, if you're driving an older model pickup and you love your pickup, I'm the same way. Every pickup I've ever had, I thought I could drive this forever. I'll drive it till the wheels come off.
But really, there's a flaw in that theory, in that I want you as safe as you possibly can be on the road. And the technology advances every single year in these things are amazing. I had a 2020 where I nailed a big old buck deer on I-29 heading up to Grand Forks. Before I even saw it, before I could even tap the brake, that thing was down and behind me. And OnStar is on the phone saying, do you need emergency services? We know you've been in an accident. The airbags did not go off, which probably would have killed me because I was going 80 miles an hour down the interstate. Airbags didn't get off, seatbelt tightened, vehicle slowed down before you even know what's happened, and you're like in this cocoon of safety. And I'm telling you, the folks at Puckett Chevrolet have told me so many things I never knew about the safety that goes into a Chevy Silverado, you can't believe it. Make Chevy truck your next truck from Puckett Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're in Bismarck as well. So stop and see him, PucklishValleyCity.com or Pucklish.com. Tell us Scott sent you. Mike's on the road. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
I just want to say that we keep saying we want to get away from 2020 and 2022 and worry about 2024. Well, if we don't correct the issues that we had in 2020, which we haven't done one thing to correct it, all the politicians the judges are all afraid of touching it because they don't want to be the one that actually stands up and fights against the election, because they're especially the uniparty system of our government. I am so, everybody jokes, oh, he got less than 50 million votes. Well, then, by God, we better start proving it, because they're going to do it again, and they're working on it right now. They're coming out with the variant. They're coming out with another COVID vaccine that Biden wants to have everybody take it by law. I tell you what, I'm done. I'm sick and tired of it. And if we don't start correcting it, our problems now, we are done as a country. Look at Venezuela. It took them less than 25 years, and they were completely destroyed. The richest country in South America. We are following in their footsteps, God. We've got to start putting people in jail like they're doing to us. Look what they've done to the January 6th people. I am so frustrated with how everybody is just kind of smoothing it over. Let's move on. That's BS, and we better start standing up or we're done as a country.
I appreciate your comments so much and agree with everything you're saying. I think our only difference of opinion is whether we learn from 2020 and 2022, but when we talk about it, we're not talking about the future. So a lot has been done, just so you know. A lot has been done. For one, no COVID is the biggest example. I mean, they were able to cheat because of COVID, and all these state rules that didn't go through legislatures went by edict by pen from some governor.
Right.
And so that's gone, right? Now, I just think we're much more aware. And the one thing that I can say, Mike, that I believe in my heart of hearts, which is why I wrote the memo, you can only cheat so much, right? You can only have so many ballot harvesters and so many different ways to say, well, every vote for Trump is 0.008, every one for Biden is this, so you can kind of make it close or whatever. They can't do it all if there is a Reagan-esque 84-like victory. We swamp them and it goes away.
Well, and Mike, the other thing you said too, brother, is that nothing, you said nothing has happened. That's not true. A lot has happened. If you watch that election summit that Mike had on the 16th and 17th of August, it was amazing.
He's on the way. He, by the way, is on the air with us tomorrow.
There's a lot that's happened in the states where this is happening. I'll play a minute and 20 seconds of Jeff O'Donnell here saying it's important that everyone knows that we're not alone in the fight. I'll play that for you coming up. You want to play it now? I love what he said.
It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to see so many people who are in the fight and have remained in the fight and who are not giving up because, you don't give up when you're winning. That's always what I was taught, and we're winning. No matter how many times somebody, tries to tell you that you're not, it doesn't change the fact that you are. And you only lose if you give up. And just seeing all the people here A lot of familiar faces, a lot of new faces, which is even more exciting. It's a testament. I love the fact that everybody can get together here and share their experiences. And it's important to know we're not alone in this fight.
Okay, there's an army of people.
Just so you know, Mike, yeah. The guy that's speaking is Jeff O'Donnell, is one of Mike Lindell's technical experts that he's paid millions for to come up with this device that is going to be used in 2024 to find out what signals are in the polling places and report the bad actors. Does that make you feel any better, Mike?
Well, we'll see. I guess I truly believe that we have a major issue when you have half the Republican Party, the Bushes and the Lincoln Project and all these guys that are against Trump. And they put up basically a cardboard box in Biden, and they could get it. They got him elected with.
No, you're so right. I totally get it. Mike, thanks for calling. Please call again. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Order.